words of knowledge, but you release words of knowledge from the children. So, and I remember that a few months back, we had some words of knowledge for healing from the children and the children's ministry. A few of them gave words. And she said one of the words was, God's going to heal someone's tummy. All right. And so she said when that word was released, something started happening in her stomach. And, you know, again, I don't know every detail of the story because it was to my mom and then to me. And I don't even know who it was. And but she said what I do know is that she said it was an issue with her stomach that she'd been dealing with for a long time. And that even it had gotten to the point where it was like, hey, I may just have to live with it. Well, that morning when that word was released, a word of knowledge from one of the children, she says something started happening, and it got confirmed. Doctor confirmed that she was completely healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that good? Woo! Praise God. That's so awesome. And so I want to pray this morning before we get going for stomachs and tummies, as the children say. I want to pray for stomachs. I believe God wants to heal anyone with some torn muscles. I specifically saw a torn calf muscle or anything in the back of the leg, torn muscles. Pray for that. Back pain. I want to pray for back pain this morning. I believe God wants to heal someone or more with back issues, back pain. And then hearing loss. And specifically, I saw a hearing loss that was not just, you know, a loss of hearing, but I saw someone that's like an echo. You're dealing with like this echo, this like vibration or break in the hearing. And so I want to just start us off and pray for healing this morning. We're going to see these things bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So if that was you, if any of those of you would just kind of wave your hand across the room, okay? I want everybody to look around, and so you keep waving your hand, and then just kind of shift your attention towards them and release just a blessing and healing blessing over them. You can extend your hand towards them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, God. We thank you that you are a healer. We thank you for healing this woman's stomach with a word of knowledge. And we have childlike faith this morning that you are healing people. You are healing your sons and daughters. And I say in the name of Jesus that stomach issues and stomach pain must leave now in your name, Jesus. I thank you, God, that you're giving full movement to everyone's back that is having issues and pain. I thank you, Lord, for full hearing to open up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for smooth and clear hearing in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for torn muscles being mended supernaturally. Whoa, right now, in the name of Jesus, supernatural mending of the muscles in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, and I praise you, Lord, in your name, Jesus. We say, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. All God's people, give God praise and say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe he is healing people. If anyone is just experiencing any healing throughout the service or as we pray, just please let us know. We want to glorify God. It's not bringing attention to yourself, but it's bringing attention to how good God is, that he's a healer. So please let us know. And what I want us to do this morning is I want us to laugh at some lies. Okay, I want us to dismantle some lies, because last Sunday, if you were here, actually, I felt led, and I got up, and I shared a lie that I believe we're all, some are believing, and it's going around right now, and I shared a lie, and then we laughed at it, and I felt the anointing of God on it. Okay, and I felt the anointing, so I felt led for us to do that again this morning, laugh at some lies and dismantle some lies, because how many of you know the joy of the Lord is our strength? The joy of the Lord is a weapon. Hallelujah. I was praying with one of my daughters earlier this past week. And as I was praying with her, you know, I always, at nighttime, it's consistent. We pray at other times, but the kids know at nighttime we're going to pray before bed. And I always pray over them and really prophesy, and I want to minister to them because I never want them to come in to hear on a Sunday morning after the service and see me praying for you with more passion than I pray for them at home. Because if I do that, then they'll grow up and they'll slowly begin to believe that what you do when everyone's around is more important than what you do when you're at home and no one's around. And so I really want to pray and minister to our children at night. And so I'm praying over one of my daughters, and she starts laughing. And I'm like, wow, the joy of the Lord has hit her. And that's really not uncommon. We've had times before where we just experienced the joy of the Lord together. And she's laughing, and she keeps laughing. So I start laughing. I'm like, yes, give her more, Lord. And I'm praying over, and she's just, you know, cracking up. I'm like, man, God is powerful. He is moving right now on her. So we get done with the prayer, and she goes, Daddy, you want to know why I was laughing? I was like, oh, I know, sweetie. God was all over you. That's awesome. But tell me about it. She said, well, actually, I was laughing because when you started praying, I tooted. Yes. At least she was honest. You know that they've discovered that laughter can boost your immunity? It's true. Scientific-backed studies, laughter, it can boost your immunity. It lowers stress. It can even prevent heart disease. And they've discovered that laughter can even add years to your life. True study, long-term study. Hallelujah. And there's even more. I love it when science finally catches up with the Bible, where in Proverbs it says that laughter is good medicine. Hallelujah. But get this. So 10 minutes of laughter is the same as 10 minutes on a rowing machine. All right, now, I don't know about you. I actually enjoy working out. I like working out, but I'm not one of these people that I'm just like crazy about it, you know. But I'm not like, you know, but I do enjoy it. But there are times where I get a little too content with my dad bod, to be honest. And Nedra has to give me a little encouragement to keep working out. But overall, I do like working out. I do like working out. But at the end of the day, if I've got a choice between 10 minutes of laughter or working out, this is a pretty good option, laughing in the Lord on a Sunday morning. Amen? Amen. So children, they laugh on an average of about 400 times a day. Okay, and adults laugh on an average of about 15 times a day. And how many of us know Matthew 18:3? Jesus says, truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Now, I was earlier, a couple weeks ago, I was going into a gas station. And I went in, and I realized I didn't have my mask. And see, up until a certain point, I live in St. Clair County. And in St. Clair County, there's no mask order like it was in Jefferson County until the full statewide mask mandate came in place. Thank you, Miss Ivy. I'm just kidding. Love you, Kay. Love you, Kay. But I'm the guy that's like, you know, I go around in the store, and I put my mask on, but I've got a bad attitude about it. You know, and I get it like halfway down because I'm like, you're only going to halfway tell me what to do, you know. And so I'm like walking around, bad attitude. Anyway, I realized in this gas station I was in Jefferson County. I was like, oh, I don't have a mask. And so I walk in, and I'm all walking in, and the lady behind the register is just looking at me with her head to the side. Oh, here we go. You know, I get my stuff. I walk up to the register. And she just still got that look at me. I'm like, man, here we go. She's about to ask me where my mask is. And she goes, so what'd you come in here all happy about today? And so I kind of laugh it off, and I say something, and I start paying. And then I stop, and I think, WWWD, what would Wes do right now? I'm serious. I had that thought. And so I go, actually, I'm so happy because Jesus is alive and God is so good, and I believe Jesus has a plan right now. I believe Jesus has a plan for your life. And she said, well, amen. That's the best thing I've heard all year long. Hallelujah. How many of you know that people are looking for Jesus right now? How many of us know they may not know it, but they're looking for him? They're looking for someone that is going to be light and joy in the darkness. They're looking for someone who's going to bring peace to the chaos. They're looking for someone who's going to stand up in bold righteousness in this very hour, church. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we're going to laugh at some lies this morning. We're going to dismantle these lies. But first, before we do that, I want to do a really quick teaching on the power of joy. As I said, his joy is a weapon. It dismantles and it confuses the enemy because joy is the power of the victory of Jesus manifested. And then what do we pray? We pray on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 4, it says, he who sits in the heavens laughs. Okay, so the Bible says that God laughs. So it shows us there's laughter in heaven. And if there's laughter in heaven and we pray on earth as it is in heaven, we get to bring the culture of heaven to the earth as his royal ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. But what I want to know in Psalm chapter 2 is, what is God laughing at? What is he laughing at? And if we read the whole passage, you can go back and read it, then we see that God is laughing at what his enemies are saying and what his enemies are planning. He's laughing at what his enemies are saying and what his enemies are planning. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to see a dismantling of the lies as we laugh, a dismantling of the plans of the enemy that are trying to infiltrate and take hold of your life and take hold of the church and take hold of the earth right now. Are you ready? All right, now I want to start actually with the lie that I shared last Sunday and we dismantled. But before we do that, I actually want to do a little warm-up, okay? We're going to do a warm-up lie, and we're going to laugh at this one because I know some of us may be just a little rusty, and we thank you, Lord, for just pouring out the oil of gladness on us. And we just open up our mouths and laugh in joy. So this is a warm-up, and you're going to see why this is important as a warm-up before we keep going any further. All right, are you ready? I'm going to say it, and then, church, we're going to laugh. All right, here we go. It's okay to cry in church, but laughter should be shunned. That's funny. It's okay to cry in church, but laughter should be shunned. Let's laugh at that. Let's laugh at that because Psalm 126:2 says, "Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them." What if the nation seeing the goodness of God is dependent upon your mouth being filled with laughter and shouts of joy being upon your tongue, church? Hallelujah. So let's laugh this morning. You have permission. You have permission from the Word of God to laugh. All right. Now we're ready. Now we're warmed up. We're ready. We really did need that. I see. We needed that. All right, I've got the next slide that I don't want us to dismantle. Wes, this is unplanned, bro. But would you come up and get on the drum, the actual big drums? And as we laugh, can you just give us a little something that's just clapping? Just something to kind of partner with the authority in the room as we dismantle. Can you do that, bro? So we're going to laugh at this lie, then you just kind of, as the Spirit leads, we're just going to laugh together. Wes is going to release the sound of authority as we're releasing the sound of authority from our mouths, from the fire in our belly this morning. Hallelujah. All right, so we're going to laugh at this lie this morning. Are you ready? All right. Oh, Wes isn't ready. I knew I was hesitating for something. No pressure, bro. No pressure. There is no pressure. This is joyful. There's rest in this house. So I didn't know we should have planned this because we've got to get it set up and all that, you know. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. We're going to laugh at this lie together. Are you ready? I better brace myself because the darkness in the world is getting so bad that everything is going to come crashing down. That's a lie. Let's laugh at this, church. I don't know if you heard that. I better brace myself because the darkness in the world is getting so bad that everything's going to come crashing down. Let's laugh at that lie, church. Let's laugh at that. Because the truth is, the darkness better brace itself because the kingdom of light is coming crashing down. It's crashing in with glory and with power, righteousness and with joy and with peace. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's it. That's the vision right there I had. All right, church, let's laugh at this lie together. This is a good one. God is not going to meet my needs because of COVID-19. That's a hoot. That's a lie, because Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches, not according to the world's circumstances, but according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." COVID ain't got nothing on Jehovah Jireh, church. It really doesn't. That's a lie. We just We dismantle that lie. Oh, Jesus. All right, here's a lie. We're going to laugh at this morning. This is a funny one. Here's the lie. I am not enough. He's been telling that lie for a long time. That's nothing new. Let's laugh at that lie. Let's laugh at that lie. Let's laugh at that lie because my Bible says that I am more than a conqueror, that I am the head and not the tail, that I am a royal chosen priesthood filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the boldness of the Holy Spirit, with the favor and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you, church, I'm going to shake off this victim mentality because I can't be powerful and pitiful at the same time. I can't be powerful and pitiful at the same time. I'm going to start whining about what I'm not and about what I don't have. And I'm going to start praising God for who He is and what He has and what I have access to as a son, as a daughter of the Most High God. Because El Shaddai is my father. So we dismantle that lie. You know, I'm preaching this morning. So I gotta get some water. Oh, wow. All right, let's laugh at this lie, church. I feel like someone, when you start laughing at this lie, someone's about to get, like, whacked, blasted, slain. If there's a name for it, you're about to get it on this lie because I believe the enemy's been selling this lie. We're going to laugh and dismantle this lie together, church. Are you ready? 2020 is not the year to go after my dreams. Let's laugh at that lie, church. Ooh, I didn't know God's calling was based on circumstances. Because as Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness over the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. It says, lift up your eyes, church. Lift up your eyes all around, and see, they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip, then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. If you receive that this morning, say amen. Because what if the kingdom of heaven operates differently than the kingdoms of this world? What if there is a momentum and a transference of blessing from the wicked to the righteous for such a time as this, in this very hour? What if wisdom and creativity and favor and heavenly rhythm is pouring out for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see in this very hour? So I release a blessing over you to not just dream in the second half of 2020, but to dream largely, dream largely, dream largely. Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen. Amen. All right, let's laugh at this lie. All righteousness and peace has been lost in our nation. Let's laugh at that. Let's just chuckle at that. That's just funny. All righteousness and peace has been lost in our nation. That's funny. It may look like we are surrounded, but we are surrounded by Him. We are surrounded by you. God, I believe actually that the amount of people in our nation that desire for righteousness and peace to reign is actually underestimated. I actually believe that even now and in the coming months, we are going to see the church across our city and the church across the nation begin to rise up. And I believe it's time to stop prophesying the plans of the enemy and start prophesying the plans of Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 14:17 says, as we've already read, the kingdom of God is of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we've been talking about joy, but there's righteousness in the kingdom and there's peace in the kingdom as well. And I believe righteousness and peace, it is in many of us. It is in the church, but I believe it's getting awakened right now. I believe it's getting awakened. And if the church doesn't stand for righteousness, then who will? And I'm calling forth this morning a company, a body of burning heart believers to awaken and to step in to bold righteousness. Because abortion clinics are being remained open and deemed essential. Rioting and protests and looting of businesses and tearing down of statues are being allowed. But don't go to church. The church is not essential. The church is essential. The church is the most essential thing across the earth right now, and we've got to wake up, church, because there's actually an attempt to silence and dilute and void the righteous church that stands on the Word of God. And how about this as well? We must wake up and also no longer accommodate the LGBTQ agenda in our nation. Now, if you're here this morning, if you're listening online or listening to the podcast, and you struggle with any type of sexual or identity lifestyle that is not aligned with who you are in Christ as male or female, or not aligned with marriage being holy matrimony established by God between a man and a woman, if that's you and you're not aligned with that, then I want you to know that we want you here. We want you here. We will love you. You will not be condemned in this house. But we want you to also know that we will stand for the truth of God's word, because we will not accommodate sin in this house. The Word of God is our standard. Jesus is our standard. He is the Word. And while we will love you with the love of Jesus, we will not lower the standard of Jesus to make you feel special. Because we actually love you too much. We love you too much with a passion to let you continue living in sin, to let you settle for less than the price that Jesus paid for you on the cross. So I'm calling the church forth in bold righteousness this morning. The kingdom of God is righteousness and is peace. Now, Melanie was sharing with some of us recently, this past week, and she was sharing with us how when she was in the business world and she was leading people, and people would come to her and they would be frustrated. And what she would do is, Melanie, she would draw this big circle, and she would say, all right, see this big circle? All this big circle represents the things that you can't control. Okay, and then she would draw a little circle in the middle. She said, see that little circle? That represents the things that you can control, the things that you can take responsibility for, that you can do. And so she said, when you stay out here and all these things, that's where there's frustration. But if you'll stay right here and stay on your assignment and stay true to what God's called you to do and focus right here on the things that you can control, the things that you can take responsibility for, that's where there's peace. That's a good word, Mel. I took that word. But, you know, what I realized, Mel, thinking about it, is that, and this may have been part of what you shared as well, but if you could picture this big circle and then all these little circles of everyone staying focused on their assignment, focused on what God's calling to do, taking responsibility for themselves and doing what they can do in their sphere of influence, if we have all these circles, all of a sudden it begins to fill the big circle. It begins to fill the big circle and impact the bigger picture. It actually begins to look like reformation. Yeah. So that's a good word, Mel, peace. The kingdom of God is of righteousness and of peace, and as we've been talking about, joy. And so speaking of, I've got one last lie to laugh at this morning. And Wes, hey, can we give it up for Wes? Wow. Woo. So this is the last one, bro, so you can be done after this if you want. Or you can stay there. Do whatever you want to do. But this is the last one. All right, let's laugh at this one last lie this morning, church. And it is, the church should not be meeting together in person right now. Everything should be online. Can we just laugh at that? Can we laugh at that, church? Can we laugh at that for a minute? Hebrews 10, 23 through 25 says, so now we must cling tightly to the hope that lives within us, knowing that God always keeps his promises. Discover creative ways to encourage others and to motivate them towards acts of compassion, doing beautiful works as expressions of love. This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each other. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, which this is a great time to announce that August 19th, we're going to start a Wednesday night gathering here at the church, because we believe that we should meet together more frequently. It's going to be focused on the Word of God. It's going to be focused on teaching the Word of God. All right, so it says, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate the day dawning. Verse 25, this is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together as some have formed the habit of doing, because we need each other. Can we imagine? Can you imagine, church, the apostles in the early church, the apostles in Acts, they're preaching the gospel, they're casting out demons, they're laying hands on the sick, they're seeing the kingdom of heaven manifest, they're seeing the kingdom of heaven advance, and then the apostle goes, hey, there's a virus. Let's stop meeting together. Let's stop the gathering of believers. Okay, let's do everything online and let's just bless one another from 6 feet away. Can you imagine the apostles doing that? I just can't imagine the apostles in the early church doing that. Can you imagine David? There's this Philistine giant taunting God's people, and David's been called by God to step up, throw one stone, and see the giant come crashing down. Okay, but then can you imagine David? He goes, oh, wait a second, there's a virus. I'm going to just stay at home. I'm not going to get around many people. And when the numbers go down, then I'll face the giant. No, actually, what did David say? He's actually in the face of very legitimate death, as he was clearly outmatched by earthly standards. And what did he say? He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Nehemiah is building the wall. He's building the wall. Can you imagine Nehemiah saying, hey, there's a virus, guys. Hey, everyone that's building the wall, there's a virus. Now, we don't know the actual numbers because there's so much misinformation and there's so much agenda and there's things that aren't quite adding up. But nevertheless, there is a virus that people are going crazy about. So let's put the building of the wall on hold. Let's get off of our assignment. And what we see, if you read the scriptures in Nehemiah, you'll see that Sanballat was his name. Sanballat didn't want the wall to be built because it represented the strength and the favor and the chosen nature of God's people. So Sanballat and Tobiah, they sent armies to fight the building of the wall. So men are building the wall with a sword on their hip. They're taking shifts during the night. While some of them are building the wall, some of them are fighting off the attack of the enemy. And even through the night, it says, but what did they do? They stayed on assignment to build the wall because God had called them, God had assigned them, and God was with them, and there was people in the city that needed protecting. So I believe this spirit of Sanballat is plotting to keep the wall from being built through this COVID-19 thing. I believe this Philistine giant is trying to taunt the church right now. And what we're going to see is who's going to truly be the church and who has just been doing church because it's what you do. You guys are like, yeah, I thought you were talking about joy this morning. This is joyful for me to talk about. I just got to say, this is joy. This gets me excited. I believe there is a line being drawn in the sand right now. And now My intention is not to make anyone that has not been coming in person feel bad for not doing so. And I know I'm speaking to you and you're here this morning. So I'm actually speaking to the people that are, you know, at home watching online. I'm speaking to the church in general, but I'm addressing you because you're in front of me. But, you know, some people are staying at home because they are honoring someone that's not comfortable yet. And I'm not coming down on that. You know, people have different reasons for not getting out yet. I'm not saying that you are wrong. And there's even some churches that they have not started gathering yet, and they have their reasons. So this is not a jab at them either. But however, in saying that, I do want to say at some point you're going to have to come out of your house. At some point, you're going to have to face groups of people. At some point. And so, well, actually, I believe there's been a time and there's been a grace for the stay-at-home order. I actually believe God has used it. Amen. He used it. I don't believe that God, some prophets and people will say that God caused COVID-19. I do not believe that. I do not believe that is his nature, but I do believe that he certainly will not waste it. And so I actually believe it was good for a lot of people. Okay, but I think it's important to note in saying that, that it was also not good for a lot of people, specifically children in homes where Jesus is not the center. We actually saw child sexual abuse go up. Child and spousal physical abuse went up. Okay, drug and alcohol abuse went up. So not everyone was like me getting a divine rest and a divine reset in time with their family. So I think it's important to note that. But I do believe God has used it. He's used it for the church. He's used it as a time for the church to slow down and stop and listen so that he could speak. Because God has a lot to say, but we have to stop and listen to what he's saying. And so I believe God has used it. I believe there's been a grace for it. And I'm not against things online and the spreading of God through online resources. Praise God. Thankful for that. But I just believe, church. I believe if you're still listening to me in your pajamas this morning, if you're not mad at me at this point, I believe that it's time, church, to put on the armor of the armor of God. I believe it's time to put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, and begin to use the authority and the anointing God has given us, and come be a part of the gathering of believers, and let's bring heaven to earth in every atmosphere we are in. And so, if you felt that you've heard clearly from the Lord that you are to stay put inside your house on Sunday mornings and watch online, then I don't come down on you for doing that. But I just want to challenge you. And I just want to make sure. I want to make sure that you are not listening, you are not confusing the voice of fear for the voice of God. Because fear wants to paralyze you and keep you from arising and shining in the darkness. And much of media right now, it has a political agenda and it has a greed agenda. And frankly, it has an anti-Jesus agenda. As we know, there is a big event coming up in November. As we know, we've been seeing the righteousness of the kingdom and the standard of the Word of God is trying to be amended and lowered to fit the current climate. We also know that more than likely what's coming up is a vaccine that represents billions and billions of dollars. Now, am I telling you not to get vaccines? No, not at all. That's between you and the Lord and between your family. What I'm saying, what I'm calling us up to is say, church, we've got to stay awake. We've got to stay awake. We've got to stay awake. I understand not everyone's called to be an Apostle Peter. I understand not everyone's called to be a David. I understand not everyone's called to be a Nehemiah building the wall. But I do want you to know that everyone is called. Everyone has an assignment. And don't use COVID as an excuse to get off of your assignment. Don't use COVID as an excuse to question the power and the goodness of God, as an excuse to stay in your offense and continue neglecting the local church, the gathering of believers. Don't allow COVID to dictate your actions, but whatever you do, whatever decisions you make, let the Spirit of the Almighty God lead you. Let the Spirit of the living God lead you. So let me pray over you right now. I just feel led to just stop and pray. If you're listening online, if you're watching online, listening on the podcast, and you can receive it here as well, I just pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would be like a bloodhound in you right now, sniffing out every ounce of fear that has tried to come in and infiltrate. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit would be like a bloodhound looking and finding those decisions that have been dictated and that's tried to cloud your hearing of the voice of God. God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would gift you with a discernment for this hour and that your spirit sensitivity radar would be heightened and that you will know clearly the spirit in which the information you are hearing is operating from. And you will see in the name of Jesus straight through agenda and deception. And church, you will begin to arise and shine and see kingdom solutions in every area of your life from the wisdom of heaven, and that you won't be caught up in the battle of the second heaven, but like Paul, you will be listening and seeing and releasing releasing and resting and decreeing from the third heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's an invitation right now. There's an invitation to increase our faith level, to draw a line in the sand, and to receive an impartation from heaven of boldness in this hour. I believe there's an invitation to be marked by joy, marked by peace, marked by righteousness, and to say, as for me and my house, we will not run and hide, but we will arise and shine. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. As for me and my house, we will not run and hide, but we will arise and shine. Hallelujah. If somebody's excited about what God's doing, can you just let out a noise? Let out a noise. Let out a shout. There's an impartation of boldness from heaven being released right now. Continue shouting. Continue releasing a noise. Continue releasing a noise. We ask you, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Release an impartation of boldness for your church in this very hour. Thank you, Lord. We pray for a fresh baptism of fire. A fresh baptism of fire. More, God. Release it. More, God. I'm going to ask Joe and Sarah Kushner, would you come up? Don and Wendy Brockway, if you're here, will you come? Yvonne, Miss Lori Karuba, will you come up? And Fivefold Ministry Team, will you come up? And I'm going to ask you all to stand up here and just face the people. I believe there's a generational blessing this morning being released. And I just want some of us to be standing here. And I'm going to ask everyone up here, if you just extend your hands toward the house, towards the church. And I just pray we're going to just bless this time in the name of Jesus. I feel like I've got this picture of some of you, many of you, you're like a racehorse and you're just kind of rearing to go, but you need somebody to open the gate. And I feel like this group of people up here this morning is going to partner with the Lord and open the gate for you and say, run, and say, run, and say, run, hallelujah. So we're going to start praying and releasing. If you would just hold your hands out in front of you and begin to receive this, hold your hands up, whatever you feel led to do, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. And I first want to start and just say we bless the local church. We bless the gathering of believers. And we bless it and say that it will become even stronger. Lord, anoint your church for greater things. Anoint your church for greater things. We stand in awe of the privilege and the joy of being called to gather together in your presence. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Just begin thanking God. Begin praising him. I believe there's an open heaven right now. And just begin to use your key. Use your key of thanksgiving. Just begin to praise him all across the room, all across the house. Just put it on your tongue. Put it on your tongue and begin praising him. Thank him. Thank him, church. Thank him. I just invite you, if you want to come forward for a fresh touch and a baptism of fire, you come forward. If you want to stay there and just encounter God, you stay there. You do as you feel led. I believe there's a touch from heaven being released right now. There's an impartation being released. There's all this talk about the new normal. And I pray in the name of Jesus and I prophesy that you will not be subject to the world's new normal. But the new normal for you is going to be floodgates open, angels flooding into your home, transforming encounters with God while you're driving, prophetic dreams while you're sleeping, increase in favor, stay-at-home moms getting divine revelation from heaven, unlike you've ever experienced, old men dreaming dreams, young men seeing visions. The new normal is going to be dancing down the hallways, celebration in the streets, salvation at the gates of the city, because we've been awakened to the abundant and the joy-filled life of Christ. Your new normal is going to be beauty for ashes, joy for mourning, praise for heaviness. The new normal is going to be the supernatural, a church on fire, a church on fire. I prophesy that the number of healings are going to spike. I prophesy that the number of healings are going to spike, that we're going to see a spike in the manifested glory of God. Hallelujah. People are going to begin coming back to the local church, and the church is going to arise and shine. There's a commissioning of a fire. Come, Holy Spirit. Mark us, God. Mark us, God. New gifts, new freedom, new revelation, new boldness. A baptism of fire. If you're still standing, just lift your hands and begin letting out a noise. As you let out a noise, I believe the fire of God is going to fall on this house. Thank you, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. This is a new era. The trumpets are being sounded. The trumpets are being sounded. The church isn't going to sit back, but it's going to lead and it's going to reign. Thank you, God. It's a new era of glory and power. Sons of glory, arise and shine. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.